T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The crafts have already told us, like, they'll spend the money. And once again, the crafts are giving us the ability. But one thing I will say is that the Kraft family and ownership, they have given us the ability to go back to the investment that the Kraft family have given us.
That was Gerard Mayo yesterday at the coaches' convention in Orlando, Florida.
It's almost like he had talking points. It's almost like somebody told him, hey, you might want to sprinkle this in throughout your comments.
Okay, because you said you're hot on this because you said his problem is he speaks too much. And it possibly could be his biggest flaw right now as a young coach.
Yep.
Is that because he does kind of tend to kind of go in and out of his message, which I guess could be confusing.
And I fully admit, I sat in front of Bill Belichick for 20 years. So I am brainwashed, whatever you want to call it, in the Belichickian way, which was say nothing. You don't like what the reporter says? Just stare at them and see who blinks first, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the Bill way. Whereas Gerard is a human being. Most human beings, like those car rides, awkward silence, somebody, so,
I know.
How about the Red Sox? It's like awkward talk. Gerard is a human being. He's a people person. He breaks the silence. And there were a number of cases yesterday. Did you hear when he brought up putting all our chips on the table? Ooh, maybe I should make a gambling reference or something. And it's like, okay, stop, rein it in just a little bit. And it's the overcorrection, right? The car swerves too far to the left. You try to swerve back to the right, but you overcorrected, and now you're in a spin. Bill said nothing forever. One voice, no words. So we got no messages out of Foxborough. Now we have Gerard likes to talk, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Gerard. I enjoyed the little happy hour. I look forward to future happy hours and tours of the facility that you're promising. Love it. Silos knocked down. I'm happy to see the silos. But maybe talk a little bit less. Maybe just like rein it in just a little bit. And we also need to remember, so he was announced on January, whatever, 20th,
yeah.
Let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
February 20th, March 20th. He's been the head coach for 2 months.
Yeah.
If he were a president, we wouldn't even finish that first 100 days where they see what the president has done. So, like, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to step in it.
Well,
he's
sound young. Like him. He says he basically says, I'm going to choose wrong. I'm going to make mistakes.
Yes.
Like, he says that.
Yeah, when he says, like, am I going to be a good head coach?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's keep that one in the back pocket. You're replacing a legend as it is. You're swimming uphill, as I like to say, as it is. Keep that one in your back pocket. But also just say a little less. And the other aspect of this isn't just him. It's him, Elliot Wolf, Robert Kraft. Can we get on the same page? Can we unify our messages? Even if we're not going to have one voice. Because Bill would say dumb things occasionally, correct? Why should fans be excited? Last 25 years, baby. That was stupid.
Yeah.
But at least it was one person. It wasn't three brush fires. Because you know what three brush fires have a chance to do? Connect and become like a forest fire and burn the whole damn place down. So, Gerard, talk a little bit less. This is, I know, hypocritical media. Oh, now you want to talk less? Bill didn't say enough. Now you're not happy. You got that whole thing. Fully admit it. It is what it is. And I do think the three of them should meet a little bit more frequently, Robert, Elliot, and Gerard, to just say, how are we answering the Calvin Ridley stuff? How are we answering the daycare stuff? How are we answering... You know the bullet points, right? You and I could write up a list for them to tell them what the media is going to ask about, what the media is going to talk about. Just unify our answers. Even if it's a dumb answer, have one dumb answer instead of three dumb answers.
See, you know, the one voice thing is...
You guys will never be satisfied, 978, the top
No, it is not. It is the whole one voice. There is an obvious, you know, advantage to that. You know, and, you know, we mentioned earlier, is it more likely that they're doing this on purpose, or are they just really stumbling and bumbling into everything? Is that really, oh, you know what? Jeez, because my thing is with Mayo is that he has no reputation. You have no idea. Other teams, media people, nationally, locally, have no idea, like, how to predict what he's going to do because he's never done it before.
Right.
He has no track record. They can't say, well, you know, back in, you know, 2008, he did this, and they traded back, and this is the type. We don't know what type of players he likes. We have no freaking clue.
Right.
Zero clue. Even when he talks about draft prospects, you kind of say, well, okay, well, I mean, like, he's just being – everybody's really nice. Everybody's complimentary. Nobody says anything negative about any of these prospects. I haven't heard one coach or GM – say one negative thing about any of the prospects at the combine, at their pro day. Now, analysts will sit there with their little red laser. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't like that. And look at the way I don't like this. Like, and so that I understand. But this is obviously going to be, you know, an adjustment.
So that's a good example. You bring up prospects. So he was asked yesterday about Drake May and went off. No limit to this guy. The ceiling did it, but the floor, he doesn't have a lot of experience.
That is, you know, here's what he says. I can't remember what he said. It was he'll give an answer, and then he'll say, but on the other side.
Yes.
But then if you look at it this way,
yeah.
So he literally gives you every opinion, every viewpoint, and he really just, I would say this, if I was going to give him any advice, say less.
Say less.
Just say less.
Do you remember, you probably took one of these like public speaking classes at some point, I would hope.
Yeah.
Since you know.
Yeah.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also got to kind of see how low is the floor.
Right. He keeps talking.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And then you kind of look at
this. Don't bring out the
low
floor. I want to think that this guy is God's gift to quarterback. Don't bring out the floor when you're hyping him up as the third pick. But in those classes, did you ever do the thing where they tell your audience what you're going to say, say it, and then tell your audience what you said. So you talked for a while, but you just hammered the hell out of what your focus was, what your talking points were. I don't think Jerod goes to that school of public speaking. He goes to the tell your audience what you want to say, then try to climb in their heads and think what they're wondering and answer the questions before they even ask them. No, stop.
I know.
Okay, just tell them what your message
is. Right. It is confusing because he's trying to kind of, I think, keep everybody happy. Hey, listen, I'm going to give more clarity to the draft situation. You guys will be happy. That's part of it. He's too willing to give them what they want, which they haven't had ever. So, hey, you know what? I'm going to be different. I'm gonna try and make things easier on you guys because I did that job. I know what it's like. So I'm gonna give you as much information as possible without giving away what we're gonna do.
Also, I don't know how prepared he is for this because I didn't really remember. This was brought to my attention by your pal and mine, Mike Giardi.
Yep.
That as a player and a captain, there was the expectation Jerod Mayo was gonna talk. The once a week, whenever it is. He would be hard to find. I can remember specific locker room sessions where it's like Friday at 4 and it was supposed to close at 4. And they're like, yeah, we're trying to find Jerod. We're going to keep it open until we see if we can get Jerod in here. And then Jerod would come in for like 3 minutes because we're over the period of time now.
Yeah.
Real short answers to questions. He wasn't a press conference, 20 minutes.
He was horrible, to be honest with you.
And that's my point. So
horrible.
What has he done since then to now to become the singular voice of the $7 billion franchise in Foxborough? He hasn't had a lot of reps, and reps matter. His business, reps matter.
It would be safer for him to be that guy.
Yes.
Well, because we used to interview him, and it was we would cut our interviews to 3 minutes because we just realized he ain't saying anything. He's not even playing along.
Right.
Right? It was just so uncomfortable and worthless. And then he would come after practice, and he'd always be late. And I know it was premeditated. He would do it on purpose so he could protect himself against Bill. This is what Bill wants. I'm going to do the perfect thing. I'm not going to say anything. Go back to that guy.
Or take a couple steps in that direction. I don't know if you can fully go back to that guy because that's going to get criticized too. Oh, you're just trying to be Bill?
Well, you're going to say nothing.
Thought you were a people person.
Yeah.
Thought you were young. Thought this was love and collaboration and generation and all these things. But let's just take a couple steps in that direction because I do think he's a little talkative. He fills the void of dead air a little too often or just offers up, don't babble, just stick to your talking points. Get with Stacy, pre-half hour meeting with the media and say, I was thinking about talking about this, this, and this. And Stacey goes, oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you add this into the Ridley answer? Boom, we're done.
Will Elliott be a good the GM or whatever he is in this role?
Wait, Elliott's the GM? Gerard Mayo just said that he's the GM.
Oh, man.
I thought we didn't have a GM. I thought he was director of scouting. Talk less.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.